Tucker Carlson, Democrats promoting a new version of Reconstruction in the name of unity. By Jeff Poor on January 16, 2021. Friday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson questioned Democrats' push for so-called unity, which he suggested modeled conformity. Carlson noted the evolution of President-elect Joe Biden's candidacy from his fifth-place finish in the New Hampshire primary last year to what he is now on the eve of inauguration. Transcript as follows. Carlson, here are some interesting facts to think about. The New Hampshire primary took place less than a year ago. It was February 11, 2020. Now, think back, if you ask anyone who knows a lot about of politics on that day, who was going to be the Democratic nominee, likely not one of them would have predicted Joe Biden. Biden came in fifth in New Hampshire, below Bernie Sanders, below Pete Buttigieg, below Amy Klobuchar, below Elizabeth Warren, just above some weird finance guy from California called Tom Steyer. In the end, Biden won a total of 8% of the vote in New Hampshire. Now, for a former vice president with 50 years of public service, that was a thoroughly humiliating performance, but it was not surprising. Even Democrats considered Joe Biden a sad old fool. Worn out, empty, and confused. A ghost from a working-class union-centered Democratic Party that disappeared decades before. Again, that was just in February, but next week, Joe Biden will be sworn in as President of the United States. How exactly did that all happen? How Biden went from a much-mocked afterthought, liked by some, but respected by nobody, to becoming the single most powerful man in the world at the age of almost 80 is a remarkable story. Someday when the mania recedes and we can agree to stop lying for a moment, it will be told. But in the meantime, here's part of that story. Joe Biden didn't seem scary. That was not a small thing in a year when our core institutions appear to be falling apart. Biden's PR team told voters that Donald Trump was a divisive figure. Even many of Donald Trump's own voters had to admit there was some truth in that, so Biden pledged to be the opposite. Biden promised to be America's gentle grandfather. Gathering the nation around the hearth, soothing hurt feelings. Biden promised to unite the country. He said so again and again. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., President-elect of the United States. We want us to hear one another again, see one another again, respect one another again. So, let's begin the work to heal, to unite. The only way we can do it is to come together. To come together as fellow Americans, as neighbors. If we open our arms rather than brandishing our fists, we can, with the help of God, heal. End video clip. Carlson, holy smokes, yes. Let's begin the work to heal, to unite, to come together as neighbors, to open her arms to the people around us. They are Americans, too. All of us live under God, we should be united. That was the pitch. He seemed to kind of mean it. Joe Biden would emulate President-elect Ronald Reagan after his contentious campaign with Jimmy Carter 40 years ago. According to Ken Kocagian, who was there, he is a speechwriter for Reagan, quote, among the first instructions Reagan gave was to be careful not to take a crack at the previous administration. And that seemed like the kind of gentle, unifying approach that Joe Biden might take. No cheap shots. No attacks on its predecessor. It's time to heal, as Americans under God. That was the idea. Before long, Biden was on TV comparing sitting U.S. senators to Nazis. Last week, as thousands of Trump supporters gathered in Washington and tens of millions more of them watched on television, Joe Biden made certain to remind every one of them that they voted for a disgusting man, probably because they are disgusting, too. Begin video clip. Biden, he is not fit to serve. He is not fit to serve. He is one of the most incompetent presidents in the history of the United States of America. He exceeded even my worst notions about him. He has been an embarrassment to the country. End video clip. Carlson, so you say Trump lost, but you are attacking him anyway, and the people who voted for him. Maybe you are not the loving grandfather dispensing wisdom in front of the fire. Maybe that's not the presidency we are actually getting. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised because the real Joe Biden has a tendency to scream at people who disagrees with him. Begin video clip. Biden, focus on this man, what he is doing that no president has ever done. No president. No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program. You take a test, were you taking cocaine or not? What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie? I am not out of time. He spoke over time and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. The fact of the matter is, just look at what's happening here. Well, that's not true. You are saying things you don't know what you're talking about. No one said that? Who said that? Who said that? You said I set up my son to work in an oil company, isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack. End video clip. Carlson, that's not a loving conciliatory grandpa, that's angry grandpa. The Democrats are happy with that version of Joe Biden. They never had any interest in the conciliatory version. Appeals to unity won't in the end make them more powerful. With Trump leaving, Democrats are going to need a new enemy to hate. Because hate is what holds their party together. Unfortunately, for you, they have now decided that enemy is the entire Republican Party and all of its voters, roughly half the country. If you think we are overstating it, watch Congressman Patrick Maloney of New York 2 days ago on MSNBC suggest that Republican lawmakers are so evil and so dangerous that it's possible one of them could smuggle a gun into Joe Biden's inauguration and shoot the president-elect dead as he is taking the oath of office. He said that. Watch. Begin video clip. Rep. Patrick Maloney, DNY, it's a sad reality that we find ourselves in a place where the enemy is within and we cannot trust our own colleagues. But now, we can't be sure a member of Congress won't bring a gun to the inauguration. We can't be sure that a member of this body wouldn't be bringing people around the night before who the next day may be participating in the murder of the Capitol police officer. End video clip. Carlson, the reality that the other side is the enemy and may kill people at the inauguration? What the hell are you saying? You know what he is saying? He is saying they are assassins, murderers, and that's why we need tens of thousands of federal troops in Washington to protect us, the good people from the evil people. That's more troops than we currently have in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. So, according to Patrick Maloney, the other side aren't only Republicans, they are Republican guards. There is a deadly insurgency within our borders. It's insane. Congressman Eric Swalwell, though, agrees with this wholeheartedly. Swalwell, you'll remember, is so committed to unity that he once suggested using nuclear weapons against American gun owners who refused to allow him to confiscate their firearms. Swalwell appeared on MSNBC to accuse Republicans of plotting effectively a civil war. Begin video clip. Rep. Eric Swalwell, DCA, I hope we understand. You know, if there was an inside job, whether it was members or staff or anyone working at the Capitol who helped these attackers better navigate the Capitol, that is going to be investigated. End video clip. Carlson, yes, so the guy with the painted face and the Viking hat and the Chewbacca outfit was part of an inside job that was a coup attempt. And that's going to be investigated, says Swalwell. Investigated. You know what that means? Get ready for the paramilitary SWAT teams arriving in pre-dawn raids with CNN camera crews in tow. Roger Stone was just a preview. So what other forms of unity can we expect in the Joe Biden administration? Well, you should ask John Fetterman. John Fetterman is the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. John Fetterman isn't necessarily against the entire Bill of Rights. But John Fetterman wants to be perfectly clear that going forward, the First Amendment does not apply to anything that offends him. Sorry, it just doesn't. Begin video clip. John Fetterman, Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania. So this idea saying Pennsylvania was rigged or that we were trying to steal the election, unquote, that's a lie. And that you do not have the right, that is not protected speech. End video clip. Carlson, you don't have the right, declares John Fetterman. In fact, words that annoy John Fetterman or that in any way might reduce his power or reflect poorly on his performance in office are, quote, not protected speech. Understand? That's unity. And that's why that when Democrats claimed the 2016 election, the one that got Trump elected, was rigged by Russia, stolen by Vladimir Putin, that is protected speech because John Fetterman believes it's true. So to review, free speech is any speech that low-IQ thugs like John Fetterman are okay with you expressing, but everything else is banned in the name of unity. And by the way, anything else is also racist. Begin video clip. Rep. Cori Bush, DMO, let's be clear, this was a racist attempt to overturn an election. This was more about trying to disenfranchise the voices of the black, brown, indigenous people's voices. Trying to invalidate our votes. So I'm speaking up, you are going to hear that we are not going to let this go because this is a racist attempt. We have to call it what it is. It is white supremacy at its finest. End video clip. Carlson, so what you thought was a protest that became a mob that got out of control and became violent was in fact a specifically targeted effort to invalidate the votes of voters of color, indigenous voters. That's Cori Bush's position. Now, if you're wondering why someone like Congresswoman Cori Bush could continue to live in a country teeming with white supremacists, don't wander. In fact, shut your racist mouth right now, you are not allowed to talk. And that's another vital principle of unity. We can all live together in perfect harmony just as long as one side stays perfectly quiet and obeys. If they don't obey, we're going to have problems. What then? Well, thankfully, Joe Biden's brain trust is so committed to unity. They've been thinking about what to do next, about how to bring unity permanently and for all time. Here is their plan. Begin video clip. Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Southern states are not red states, they are suppressed states. Which means the only way that our country is going to heal is through the actual liberation of southern states. End video clip. Carlson, oh, okay. In case you didn't hear, we are going to repeat it for you very slowly. The only way our country is going to heal, and we are quoting, is the actual liberation of southern states. That's a quote. Now, you might get in trouble if you suggested that what the Democrats really have in mind is a new version of Reconstruction. Look up Reconstruction if you're not familiar with that story. The details are worth knowing about. Well, we don't need to suggest that's their plan because Sandy Cortez of New York just said it out loud. That's unity. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.